This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Fallout continues in Texas as a federal law banning THC has been signed. Part of ending the government shutdown was ending a loophole in the 2018 Farm Bill, allowing the hemp industry to flourish in states where recreational marijuana was illegal. News 88.7's Tom Perumian reports on what that means for our state. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. Melanie Carpenter runs Serenity Organics in Missouri City. That's south of Houston. And she says she's extremely disappointed.
It's kind of really sad that it was right before Veterans Day that, you know, we start making comments about taking something that's helping a lot of veterans.
The federal THC ban was attached to the bill ending the government shutdown. The federal ordinance, as written, would wipe out a significant number of THC-laced products that are currently sold in the state. The ban is expected to deliver a knockout blow to the thousands of local stores that deal in THC delivery products and consumables.
All right, Tom. Houston Mayor John Whitmire is defending the police department's coordination with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. At a city council meeting, he criticized the Houston Chronicle for reporting on a statement he made over the weekend when he acknowledged coordination was taking place.
When people see social media or clickbait, it says HPD is doing this wrong and doing this involved in enforcement of immigration and ICE laws. We know factually it's wrong. There's not one scintilla of evidence to demonstrate that.
Whitmire says the Houston Police Department only calls ICE when it encounters someone with an active immigration warrant. The Chronicle reports HPD contacted ICE more than 100 times this year, compared to 9 times in 2024. For the third time over the past year, City Council voted to expand rules intended to get homeless people off public sidewalks. This covers the Greater East End, where city officials expect to open a homeless services center early next year. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports citations for sidewalk obstruction are already surging.
In the 3 months following the last expansion in mid-July, police officers initiated more than 1,000 cases for sidewalk obstruction, compared to about 500 in the prior 3 months. Councilmember Julian Ramirez voted in favor of expanding the civility ordinance, but he also pointed to those numbers, first reported by Houston Public Media, and asked for more data from Mayor John Whitmire's administration.
Do they end up in services? Are they fined? Are those fines waived? How many are actually paid, et cetera? And I think this kind of data would help inform our policies going forward.
While full details for all citations issued over the past 3 months are unavailable, fines were waived in 77 cases due to individuals spending time in jail. Another 65 cases were dismissed, according to data obtained from the city's municipal courts. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
And for more news, you can head on over to our website. That's HoustonPublicMedia.org. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.